When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Suriano. Hi, everyone, and I hope you had a great week. More importantly, I hope you found the time to pray to Jesus at least once every day. There is nothing more important than prayer, and when we pray regularly, we build a relationship with the Lord. Through that relationship, we find ourselves living a more peaceful life, because through prayer, we learn to let go of all the annoyances and burdens in our lives. We eventually understand the meaning of let go and let God, and then can let Him handle all of our problems, freeing us from worry, fear, and anxiety. It took me years to learn and understand this, because for too long, I had no faith. Why? Because I didn't pray, so I had no relationship with Jesus. However, once I learned about the power of prayer, my life changed completely. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about the phrase, "The Lord will provide," what exactly that phrase means and how it connects to our Christian way of life. On today's show, we will speak about something that each of us needs to think about, and that is living life to its fullest. Most of us talk the talk, but do we walk the walk? Meaning we often think we are living our lives to their fullest, but for many of us, that is not the case. There is a strong misconception that living life to its fullest means working insanely long hours so that we have enough money to fulfill all the desires and wants we have. We think it's fine to spend every weekend playing golf, or playing tennis or squash during the week, or hanging out at the bar every night with our friends and more, while all the time sacrificing what should be important, such as spending more time with the family and, most importantly, God. Living life to its fullest is not dependent on how many possessions we have, how many exotic vacations we have taken, or how active our social life is. No, living life to its fullest means enjoying an easy, peaceful life, one with Jesus in our hearts, and one where we make God our number one priority and family our second one. Some of us may think living life to its fullest is being able to purchase that expensive car or beautiful 7-bedroom mansion. Whereas those may be nice things to have, in the Christian world, living life to its fullest means taking time to pray before each meal and having as many meals as possible with our family. Sure, it would be fantastic if we could afford a 15-day trip to Italy to explore Venice, Rome, and Milan, but that alone is not living life to its fullest. But taking a vacation with our family, even if it's someplace only 60 minutes away, is much more in line with our Christian principles. Somehow today we have changed the meaning of happiness. Many of us think of all those millionaires and billionaires who have anything they could possibly want, but that does not mean they're living life to its fullest following our God. How many of the wealthiest people wind up with multiple marriages and children who have no relationship with their parents? Living life to its fullest really means living a peaceful and happy life under the eyes of God. Understanding what the Lord wants for all of us is another important part of living life as a Christian. Talking more about living life to its fullest, we can look to the Bible where it says, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring." This Bible verse tells us that each day is important and that we should take life one day at a time. Do not stress about tomorrow, but do focus on today. But what is important? That's where it can be a bit tricky and challenging as Christians. If today was our last day to live and we could have anything, what would we wish for? Would it be a possession? Or would it be as it should, spending as much time as possible with our loved ones? Would it be spending time praying to Jesus, preparing for our life to end? These are the things we need to think about. Living life to its fullest in the eyes of the Lord means showing our love and devotion to our God. It means being kind and compassionate to others, and it also means putting the needs of others before our own. Our Christian faith is based on love. Love for our God, love for those closest to us, and love for all of our neighbors. This is how we live life to its fullest. Starting each day by thanking the Lord for giving us another day. Thanking Him for all we have and making sure we live as He wants us to. Nothing else matters. Not possessions, not wealth, and not personal gains. Love God, love our family, and love thy neighbor. That's how we live life to its fullest. The first song I'm going to play today is called "I Put My Life in Your Hands." When I went through my lack of faith years ago, I had many moments of doubt, confusion, and loneliness. In 2010, I was blessed to meet a priest who changed my life, but it wasn't an overnight transformation. It took several months before I learned that it is best to put my life in the hands of our Lord. This song talks about that and why. The verses tell of the feelings I was dealing with, but how once I let go of them, which is reflected in the chorus, I truly was in a better place. Please listen now to my song, "I Put My Life in Your Hands."
And moments when I have doubt, there are days when I feel so confused, worried how things will work out. But then
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
As we continue with today's topic, living life to its fullest, each of us needs to make a decision, and that is, do we want to lead a Christian life or do we want to live a worldly life? Sure, we are Christians who believe in God and Jesus. We believe in heaven, and it is where we all want to go when we die. But the world we live in is full of so many temptations that make focusing on living as a Christian at times very difficult. So what do? The answer is pray. Prayer lets the Lord know that we choose a Christian life, and if we ask Him, He will always lead us to where we need to be. So many of the temptations that we encounter are driven by the devil, who wants to pull us away from the Lord. But when we pray regularly, we build up the defense we need to not give in to those temptations. But the devil is very powerful, so we can't let our guard down for a moment, which means we must pray every day at least once a day. What's important is what we say when we pray. First, we need to be thankful. Thank the Lord for all we have and let Him know how much we love Him. It is fine to ask for the things we need as long as they are real needs and not some impractical want whose sole purpose is to strike our ego. Prayer can be very effective and it has tremendous power. But we also have to be patient and realize that we can't just pray once. We must be patient, persistent, pray regularly, and let the Lord guide us. We can look at praying regularly the same way to any other daily ritual we pursue, like weightlifting or practicing a musical instrument. The more we do it daily, the stronger we become with it. The weightlifter continues to increase the amount of weight they can lift, and the musician becomes more proficient with their instrument. Prayer works the same way. The more we pray, the stronger our relationship with the Lord becomes. Praying regularly is an integral part of living life to its fullest. Understanding the need to pray regularly is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is an upbeat worship song that has a simple message, and that is praying to Jesus. The song is called Praying to Jesus, which is what each of us needs to do every day. The song has a catchy and simple melody, reminding us about prayer and stressing the need to pray and pray. Please listen now to my song, Praying to Jesus.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
According to the church calendar, today is the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, we hear once again the Pharisees testing Jesus, this time asking him what is the greatest commandment. Jesus answers them saying, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." He then tells them that this is the first commandment and that the second commandment is like it, which is, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. In essence, Jesus was telling them how they could get into the kingdom of heaven. The psalm for today is Psalm 18, "I Love You, Lord, My Strength." This psalm, written by King David, declares that God was his strength. He proclaims that God is his rock, giving him the strength he needs, and under God's presence, he was safe. And writing the music for the psalm, I chose to use the ancient text along with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 18, "I Love You, Lord, My Strength."
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, A Box Full of Kisses. The story goes back some time ago. A man punished his 3-year-old daughter for wasting a roll of gold wrapping paper. Money was tight, and he became infuriated when the child tried to decorate a box to put under the Christmas tree. Nevertheless, the little girl brought the gift to her father the next morning and said, "This is for you, Daddy." The man was embarrassed by his earlier overreaction, but his anger flared again when he found out the box was empty. He yelled at her, stating, "Don't you know when you give someone a present, there is supposed to be something inside?" The little girl looked up at him with tears in her eyes and cried, "Oh, Daddy, it's not empty at all. I blew kisses into the box. They're all for you, Daddy." The father was crushed. He put his arms around his little girl and he begged for her forgiveness. Only a short time later, an accident took the life of the child. It is also told that her father kept that gold box by his bed for many years, and whenever he was discouraged, he would take out an imaginary kiss and remember the love of the child who had put it there. In a very real sense, each one of us as human beings have been given a gold container filled with unconditional love and kisses from our children, family members, friends, and God. There is simply no other possession anyone could hold more precious than this. Well, that's all the time we have today, but thank you for tuning in to this episode of Let Go and Let God. The best way to support me and my music is to like and share my content. So please feel free to leave a like, a review, or share it with a friend. Remember to reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next time on Let Go and Let God.